This is the fifth in an ongoing series, so we're halfway through, but the best, I hope, is yet to come. The series of Ein Adam L'Chaveiro Shiurim, which, as I said, through Parshas Bereishis, through Sefer Bereishis, I should say, we've been trying to connect a little bit with the Parshas, and the truth is, with this week's Parsha, there is really nothing to talk about. There is only one mitzvah of Ein Adam L'Chaveiro, which stands out a mile. And this parsha, of course, is the root of this aveira and this problem, which is sina, which is hatred between brothers, which is a failure of Jews to love other Jews. And it really is this aveira, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, of the sina that the brothers had for Yosef, is really the root of the machlokas that we have in our society today. Chazal see this as being the root cause in many ways of the Churban, the Sinas Chinam of the second Beis HaMikdash, which we'll come to, the very famous Midrash, which we read about when we read about with Eila Eskara, with the Ten Martyrs, that we read about in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. The preamble to that story is that they were sacrificed, if you like, as a kapara for the brothers of Yosef, and the whole story there, and therefore I'd like today to deal, Be'ezrat Hashem, with the mitzvah of Lo Sisna and the mitzvah of Machloikas, which are related, although two different mitzvahs in the Torah. Let me just start with a reference about Rabbi Chai Gon in the She'iltas. Rabbi Chai Gon in the She'iltas is one of the earliest Svarim after the Gemara was put together dealing with halachic issues. He just mentions in number one, by way of a Hakdama, each member of the Jewish people is prohibited from hating. We'll define what hate is, his fellow man. It says, do not hate your brother in your heart. And we see also, he wants to point out, because of the hatred that the brothers felt for Yosef, it says, they hated him. And they couldn't say anything good to him. Because of that hatred, nitgalgal hadavar v'yardu avoseinu l'mitzrayim. Because of this hatred, we ended up in the horrendous Galus Mitzrayim and all of the awful things that happened to us there, and have been happening to us since. The root cause of these, as Rabbi Chai Gon wants to say, is sinna between Jews and Jews. And therefore, well, let's look at this mitzvah and see if we can work out a few of the gedarim and how it works. Now, he mentioned the pasuk. Let's have a look at it in source number two. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Now we're going to have to define what does hate mean and what does a brother mean. And then it says, give tochacha to your friend, amitecha, and do not bear any kind of sin because of him. Now, we need to work out how those different elements of the pasuk are related. They seem to be all over the place. They do not hate and give tochacha to people and don't bear sin because of him. We will see the Ramban in a couple of minutes analyzes that. But first, let's understand what does hatred mean. The Or HaChaim on the pasuk here defines hatred, and he says as follows: Ulezeh nitchacham akasuv. The pasuk is very intelligently written. L'smaych loisisna im tevat achicha. The word loisisna is together with achicha. Do not hate your brother. By the way, just as an aside, in mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveru throughout the Chumash, there are many words used for the recipient of the mitzvah: achicha, reyecha, amecha, amisecha. All of them are different. They're all different groups of people. They're different types of people. And here we're dealing with achicha, which we'll define very carefully soon. But the Or HaChaim wants to say the word achicha was used very, very consciously here. Lema, as if to say, kisharata sina, the measure, the way you can gauge what is sina, ashitzave Hashem aleh, which God is commanding us not to do, hi hanirgeshet da'erech ach, is how you feel in terms of brotherhood. Brotherhood is the gauge of sinner. Meaning what? The shi'ur ze, and this is the shi'ur he says, kol she'yirchikeu melibay ktas, if you distance in your mind another person, slightly even, from you, You feel less brotherhood for them, less sisterhood for them. And that is the Isser of Lois Sisna. So it's a very fine, it's like a hair trigger almost. The minute you look at somebody else in the Jewish people and you feel a little bit distant from them, a little less of a brother towards them or a sister towards them, that is the Avera of Lois Sisna. The minute they feel a little bit less your brother in your mind, that's called hating them. Okay, this is a problem. You begin to see now why the failure to bring the Beis Hamikdash is because of sinner, because this is such an easy thing to fall foul of.
And then when you look at
brothers also don't always do it exactly. And we're talking about what a brother hopefully should feel towards another brother. And of course, by the way, you made a good point, which means you don't have to get on with people. It doesn't mean you have to like them, even. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them. It just means you don't have to hate them. And siblings, by definition almost, do not agree with each other, do not get on with each other. That's normal and natural. But that doesn't mean it has to be sinner, and we'll define that soon. So maybe actually your comment is very on the point, which is, just like a sibling who often has their fights, there shouldn't be a sinner between them in the same way.
There's a vast difference between saying, okay, he is like that, but that doesn't concern me.
Okay, so we'll talk about it. We'll talk about how to define it. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban gives two pshatim in the Pasuk. The first one and the second one. The second one he prefers. It says like this. Why does it say in your heart? Don't hate your brother in your heart. The first pshat he says is, the normal way people hate each other is they keep it to themselves. The Pasuk is just talking about a regular case of sinner. In other words, it could be that your hatred is outwards, it could be your hatred is inwards. It's all the same, says the Ramban. It's just that the Pasuk used the hidden hatred because that's more normal. And then, the Amar, then it says, Hochiach tochiach da mitzecha, mitzvah cheres, a completely different mitzvah to give tochacha. What is tochacha? The lambda tochachas musa, to give musa to other people. Why should you have sin because of him? Why? You're going to be guilty. You didn't rebuke him. And therefore, if you don't give him Musa, it's your Avera as well on some level. In other words, the first pshat in the Ramban is, these are all different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, don't hate people, which is outward or inwards. Then there's a mitzvah, and by the way, you must give people tochacha. And if you don't give them tochacha, you're going to be sinning because of them, therefore make sure you give them Musa. Now, he rejects that pshat. He doesn't like it. Because he doesn't link everything together. He says, V'hanochem ba'enai, actually much more appropriate in my eyes, he says, is ki chocheil tochiach is not to give people Musa. Is kamoi v'chochiach Avram is Avimelech. It's where Avimelech takes away Sarah and Avram gives him tochacha. What does the tochacha mean there? It's not he gives him Musa, no, you're a naughty boy. He says to him, why did you do this to me? Why have you taken my wife away? What did I do to you that you did this to me? It's a different kind of tochacha. That's why it says, al sisna es achicha bilvavecha. Don't hate your brother in your heart. When someone does something to you that you don't like, don't keep it bottled up inside, says the Ramban. That's the mitzvah. Don't hate people inwardly. Aval tochicheno. Get it out in the open. Tell them how you feel. It's not a separate mitzvah to give people tochacha in the classic sense. It's the mitzvah, don't keep it all bottled up inside you. Get it out. Why did you do this to me? You've upset me. And show them that you're upset. Why should you bear sin because of him? In what way? Why should you be the one that ends up doing an Avera by keeping it all bottled up and hating them in your heart? Because when you give them to Chacha, maybe he'll apologize to you, or Yashub, or maybe he'll do Tshuva, his father, and accept it, and you can make it up. In other words, the Ramban says a much better pshat in this psukim is, don't hate another Jew in your heart, meaning daft it in your heart, get it out in the open, and that way, at least, if they did something wrong to you, why should you be the one that ends up sinning because they did something wrong to you? And now you hate them. Now you've ended up worse than he was. They may not have done something as bad to you, and now you hate them. That's made you worse than he is. Yes?
He's
going to
hate you for it, right?
You always know that. But is that your problem? I don't know if that's your problem. If somebody does something, if you did something, if something does something wrong to you, and you say to them, look, you've upset me, why have you done this to me? You've left me very unhappy, you shouldn't have acted in this way. How does that make it any worse? Because then what? Because they're going to be even more nasty to you? I'm not sure. I think it depends on the case. No, certainly speaking, if it's somebody that you don't know very well, then maybe that's the case. But the better you know them, the more likely I think they are. Look, maybe I'm naive. I don't know. When I was having chosen classes, and well, I'm not so old, it was not that long ago, with 21, 22 years ago, I've been married 21 and a half years. So one of the things that my Rav and the Rebbetzin told us both, it was very important for us to tell each other when we didn't like each other. It was very important for us to turn around, for us to turn around over breakfast and say to them, I don't like you today, I don't like the way you acted today. And they said it's very important for us to say that to each other. And I tell you, not before you go to sleep, because then you kind of, in the morning over breakfast. But I can only talk personally, I found that was very good advice. Because, yes, because then it gets it out in the open, and you're more likely to get past it. The more you keep bottled up in your mind, the more things breed and they brood and they become bigger than they really are. Yes. Right. They'll think twice. Maybe. I think it's perfectly possible that you may bring down on yourself more than you started with. But I don't know if that's your concern. That's his problem. It depends on the person. And I think that there is a mitzvah not to allow at least yourself. If you got it out in the open, maybe you'll turn around and say, okay, fine, the guy's mishugana, like, whatever, I told him, there's nothing I can do. We'll see at the end. Machloikas, you have to go out of your way to avoid machloikas. And that's also going to intertwine with this. I'm not sure. I think it depends. Look, I think it depends how you say it. I think it depends on the person. I'm not here to give relationship counselling, by the way. You know, I don't set myself up as some kind of counsellor or life coaching. You can go to someone else for that. I'm just telling you how the Ramban understands the posik. That's the limit of my expertise. Yes. Yes.
You're not saying what he did wrong in general.
No, you're not giving him mussa. You're just telling him how you feel. You're just telling him how you feel. I think, you know, modern psychological, concepts which are telling people how you feel, getting things out of the open, I think they clearly have a root here in classic Jewish thinking. I'm not saying everything in modern psychological understanding works with Judaism, but this clearly, I think, does. The Rashbam, similarly, on his chat in the Pasuk, in number 5, says, Lois is nice, achicha b'vavecha. In Gmalcha Ra, if someone does bad to you, don't make out that you like the person. Lepiv, shalom, in your mouth is nice peace, is nice words. Okay, Sriyahu, you dab there. Well, Bekirbo Yasim Arban, in your mind you're thinking, I hate you. You can't do that. And this really is the root of this particular Aveira. It breeds and it gets worse. Loi taiva davar she'atoi say. It's certainly not right if one were to behave in that way. Al tisnei belibcha. Don't hate people in your heart. This is exactly the same as the Ramban. Get it out in the open. Maybe there's more of a chance of shalom than if you keep it locked up inside you. Certainly, there seems to be unanimity. One second, I want to just look at the Rambam as well. The Rambam says that actually, if you get it out in the open, even if that makes things worse in the short term, it's actually better in the long term. Have a look at what he says in number 6. He says like this. Okay, have a look in number 6. He says, HaMitzvah HaShin Bet. I don't think it's anything to do with the Israeli Secret Service, but Mitzvah talking about secrets and keeping things inside. Mitzvah 302, says the Rambam, is he, Sheziru, Misnoi Katasnu Lekatasnu. We are not allowed to hate each other. Jews may not hate Jews. Now, I'm talking about, now when dealing with non-Jews, I'm not even getting into that issue here. It may not technically be in part of this particular mitzvah, but in Ben Adam La'atzmai, it's not a good idea to hate anybody. It doesn't mean that we can't deal with people how they need to be dealt with, but hatred is not a positive emotion on any level. But who The Loshon Sifra says that she says as follows. The Sifra explains this mitzvah, and the Rambam brings it. And he goes one stage further. The only issa here is actually to keep it up and locked in your mind. But when you show them how much you don't like them, the idea, and you tell them that you hate them, you're not doing this aveira. This aveira, says the Rambam, is now only to keep it locked up in your head. If you tell other people that you hate them, that's not a aveira. Aval hu oiver, it's another aveira. Aloi sikram, you're not allowed to bear a grudge and take revenge. Loi sikram v'loi sitar. V'oiver al ase gam, kain. V'hu amru v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Of course, you're not allowed to go around telling people, I hate you, I hate you, I remember what you did to me. You're not allowed to go around smacking people in the face because you don't like them. But, says the Rambam, that's a different aveira. It's not this aveira. About sinas halev, who hate yoter chazak min hakol. And he says very interestingly, it's actually if you're choosing between two evils, it's better, says the Rambam, from a halachic perspective, to tell people out there, I hate you, I can't bear you, I don't want to even speak to you because I dislike you. It's better to do that than to keep it in your head. One, the aveira of keeping it locked up inside you, ultimately, he says, is a stronger and more serious aveira, because that leads to the whole sinat chinam, which we're going to deal with soon. Yes?
Keeping it in your head. In other words, you're behaving toward them as though you like them.
Correct.
That's the point. I mean, in other words, if you avoid someone and they realize that you, something is not exactly right.
Yeah, but then still, it's still in your head.
You don't hate them. But they understand that they did something wrong.
Okay. So there are different ways of dealing with people. Some people need the silent treatment and they'll get the message. Some people need things said very clearly into their face. But one thing is for sure here, the more serious of all these areas seems to be the one which is inside. Yes.
That's exactly the point. The telling someone that I really have something, I have a bone to pick with you,
right,
is only to prevent.
Correct.
Otherwise, I cannot. I shouldn't.
Correct. Correct.
If I know that I will bear the grudge, then I should at least be honest enough and let them know.
Yes. Yes. In other words, there's three levels. The ideal level is to tell somebody, you know, to give them tochacha in the positive sense. Why do you do this to me? I want to try and make shalom in some way. That's the ideal. The second, which is not right, is at least to get it out in the open and have an open kind of upset with the person. But the worst of all is to keep it in your head. And the Rambam paskens this in Halacha. This is not just a mashkafic issue. The Rambam paskens this in Hilchas Deyas. He says, number 7, Kol asoni echa miYisrael v'libo yoyver v'loy sase, excuse me, if you hate another Jew in your heart, it is an avera of the mitzvah of l'shenei mar loy sisna esachicho b'lodecho. They like in Allah's there. For technical reasons, there's no markers for this particular prohibition. If you should aim more massive, because there's no action. The law is here, our Torah, El Asina Shemalev. The Torah only here prohibited keeping it in your mind. Aval Hamaka, he goes even one stage further. Someone who hits Es Chavero, Umacharpoi, and someone who disgraces them. Aval Pisha Eina Rishai, even though you're not allowed to do that, Eina Oivim Misham Loisisna. That is not the prohibition of Loisisna. Loisisna is something much more private and personal. And he then gives, halachically, the obligation to get things out of the open. Kushiyachta Ish Leish, when a person does something bad to another person, Loi Yistamenu, don't have this sitma, this deep hatred. The Yishdok, don't keep quiet, don't stay silent. Avshalom wouldn't speak to Amnon. Mu'uma, he wouldn't say a word to him. The mirav otoy, either bad or good. So here he wasn't pretending to like him, he just ignored him. And he allowed that hatred to breed and breed and breed until eventually he killed him. Ela mitzvah alav lahaydir. There's a mitzvah on a person to get it out in the open. The loin the loy. Lama sita li kach v'kach. Why did you do this to me? The lama chatata li v'dava ploni. Why did you behave this way to me? Shneema hochiach tochiach et emesecha. He gives the same shout. Vim chaza obikesh v'menu limchol loy tarich limchol. And if the other person is asked to forgive, he has to forgive. The person who is asked for forgiveness shouldn't be cruel. And afterwards, Avram davens to God for Avimelech, and you know, I wouldn't say they're all pally-pally afterwards. They don't love each other at the end of this, but at least everybody's made shalom to the point that everybody's kind of doing the right thing for everybody else, and Avram davens for Avimelech as well. So you've seen unanimity here in the poskim, pretty much. The Rashbam, the Rambam, everyone who understands this says that it's to keep it locked up in your head. There's a mitzvah to be to vent on some level and to try and make shalom in that way. Yes.
But one interesting thing you said, even according to the Rambam, you get punishment in a court for the hitting and not
yes.
the little sister, which is
correct. But that's about technicality.
That's the other thing is that does anybody connect this to the Sne Ivan?
Why?
Because Avshalom and Amna, what happens is the other person's guard is down.
Right.
They think you like them, and that's the thing that in the Sne'iver to give a person a wrong impression.
No, that's Kenevas Das. Kenevas Das, they bring up Shalom.
But it's in the Sne'iver that you give advice to somebody that they think is for their benefit.
Right.
And then you stop. So I'm saying here also, Amnon was, his guard was down as opposed to, in terms of Avshalom.
Right.
He thought he was going to do something for him.
Right. He was misleading him in that sense. I'm not aware of it. I don't know everything that everyone says about everything. The main issue that they bring with Avshalom is the Sina and the Genevas Das. Genevas Das is Avshalom's speciality, to make out to people that he's someone that he's not. But we've talked about Genevas Das. We will be dealing Be'ezrat Hashem with Lifnei Iver in great detail, because it's a fascinating halachic sugya. But we'll be dealing with that either next week or the week after, I think. The Mishnah Berurah does bring in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim that if a person speaks Lashon Hara behind another person's back, that's also called Loisisnei Achicha Bilvavecha. Even though you're not keeping it inside you, you're keeping it away from him. To him, this is the case that to him you're friendly, but behind his back you speak Lashon Hara. That clearly is also Loisisnei, and this is how the poskim rule in number 9. Hasoine, Mishnah Berurah brings, Hasoine Echel Miyisrael Beliboi, Oive Beloisase. If you hate somebody in your heart, that's the mitzvah Loisase, Shneema Loisisnei Achicha Bilvavecha, Behamaka Et Chaveru. If you hate somebody else, or Macharfo, and you insult them, that's not this prohibition. Now, all that's very straightforward in theory, very difficult in practice, of course, and very hard to actually put into effect in life. But much more, I think, interesting is the fact that parallel to this prohibition on hating another Jew is a mitzvah to hate another Jew. And we will see now how they go together, because this is really when it becomes, I think, more interesting, because it seems that there is, from time to time, a mitzvah to hate people. And we'll have to see what that means. Have a look in source number 10. The Gemara in Pesachim opens with the following. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seina. There are three kinds of people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu quote-unquote hates. Haraya, one of them is Haraya Dvar Erva. Someone who sees something wrong in their friend, umayid bo yachidi, and they go and tell on their friend alone, without someone else there. And he gives edut to the bedin, to the rav, someone like that, and says, I saw such and such a behavior, I saw so and so shoplifting, they were stealing from the makolet, and he runs to the rav to say, you've got to do something about this. That's a disgrace. Why? Ki hada tuvia. The case is the case of Tuvia Chata. Tuvia did a particular Avera. V'ata Zigud, and this person called Zigud, came, L'chudei, alone. V'asid Beka made the Rav Popper, and went to tell Rav Popper that Tuvia was behaving badly. Nagdei L'Zigud, and Rav Popper called in the heavies, and they punished Zigud, the guy who came to tell on the other guy. They punished the guy who came to tell. Amalei, and this has become a bit of a phrase. Tuvia Chata. Was he good Mingad? He does the shoplifting, and you beat me? What's going on? You should be beating him. Amalei, he said to him, "In yes, I am going to beat you. Dichsev, by sikum aid echad beish, you cannot, as one aid, you cannot come and give aidus against another person. Va'at lechudach asad bei, you came and gave aidus alone. Shem rabba alma kamafkes bei, you're just speaking Lashon Hara. What did you think you could achieve by this? I can't do anything with this guy. You can't. You bring me another witness, then we can take it to court. But at the moment, all you're doing is speaking Lashon Hara, and you're achieving absolutely nothing, and therefore I'm going to punish you for speaking Lashon Hara. In other words, him, I don't know what he did. I know what you say he did, but I don't know what he did, so he doesn't get a punishment. But you spoke Lashon Hara in front of the whole place then. So you we can punish. Him we don't know about. Okay? So, I'm a Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm a Rav. Not only that, so what can you do with this guy that did the Aveira? He did the shoplifting, whatever he did, and you can't go and tell on him because there's no tachlis. You can't achieve anything. It's Lashon Hara. What can you do? Says Rav Yitzchak, I'm a Rav, Mutter Lisnoisai. You can hate the guy. You can hate him.
You can hate the deed, you know.
Oh, 1 second. Didn't say that. He didn't say that yet. Don't get ahead of the shir, okay? Lisnoisai. You can hate the guy, Shanae Mar, Kitira Chamor Sanacha, Roibet Tachas Masa. There's a pasuk which we're going to analyze in a few minutes, which is when you see the ox, the donkey, of someone you hate, Sanacha, someone you hate, which is crouching under its load, you have to run to hate them. My sinner, who is it there to help them? To help them. What did I say? To hate them? You have to run to help them. My sinner, what does it mean, someone you hate? All of a sudden, the Torah is talking to people who hate people? No, it's talking about this case. It's someone who you actually saw do something wrong, and you had no other response, but you can now hate them. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak even says, mitzvah. It's not only allowed to hate them, it is an obligation to hate them. Shneemar, Yiras Hashem, Sinat Ra. Fear of God is hatred of evil. Now, what does this mean? It seems that there is an obligation, and we'll see the Rambam passages this in a minute, that if you see somebody doing an Aveira, and it's just you that sees them, and there's no way you can actually bring this to any kind of court or justice or whatever, you can't go around spreading Lashon Hara, but you can hate them and you must hate them. You have to have the sinner for that person. And the Torah expresses this also in number 11 in the Pasuk in Dvarim like this. Ki yeh rid bein anoshim. If there's a fight between people, the nikshu el ha-mishpat, and they go to court, v'shushvatum, and they judge them, v'hitztiku es ha-tzadik v'yishu es ha-rosha. The one who is in the right is the tzaddik, and the one who is in the wrong, he's the rosha. So you take him down for punishment. Arbaim yekenu. You give him his 40 lashes, which of course is 39. Lo Yosef, you can't add on. Pen Yosef lahakus al Eila, in case you add on extra beatings of Maka Rabba and you beat him too much. Venika achicha le'inecha, and your brother will then be light in your eyes. In other words, the villain, the criminal, can only get a certain number of makas. If you give him any more, it's as if your brother has become light in your eyes. And Rashi makes the point. Kol hayom karu Rasha. All day long he's called a Rasha. The Hirshuet a Rasha. The minute he gets his punishment, Karu Achicha, then he's once again Achicha. And here's the root. Somebody who is a Rasha is not called Achicha. Who is a Rasha? Not what you're thinking, some evil person, you know, the pictures of the Arba Bonim on the Haggadahs, and they paint the Rasha, you know. We're not talking about that. We're talking about someone who did an Aveira. If you do an Aveira, says the Torah, and you didn't do Tshuva, you're a Rasha. And it's a mitzvah. Not, then you're no longer Achicha, therefore there's no Isser of Loisisnes Achicha Bilba Becha, because he's no longer Achicha. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to hate them, it's mutzah, and there's a prohibition, there's an actual commandment to treat them not like Achicha, to treat them like a Rasha, until they get their punishment, then once again, they are Achicha. And the Rambam paskens this in Halacha, in number 12, Hasayna, book in number 12, Shineh Baba Tairo Hu, Misrael, this person that you hate, this donkey is crouching under its load, is a Jew. Not a non-Jewish person. How could a Jew ever hate another Jew, says the Rambam. Doesn't the Pasuk say, but yet there is someone here that you hate. Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim explained, again this case, you saw him alone, She'avar Aveira, that he did an Aveira, and you warned him, and he said, I don't care. Harry's a mitzvah listening, there's a mitzvah to hate him. Ad sheyaseh tshuva, until he does tshuva v'yaseh mirishay, and stops being a rosha. Once he does tshuva, then he's achicha again, then you have a prohibition to hate him, but all the time that he's a rosha, meaning he didn't do tshuva for the aveira, you have a mitzvah to hate him. Very nice. Yes, it seems to be. That it has to be, because he has to be amazed. And we'll see that comes very important in a minute. A rosha is only ever amazed. And you can only be called amazed if you were warned. Someone did something on purpose. If you were warned properly, and we'll see later on that it could be that today nobody is amazed, because nobody can really have a proper hatzrah. So the Rambam clearly paskens, it's a mitzvah to hate certain people. Who? If they did aveiros. And yet, and here is the kasha, the Rambam in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, and we saw this last year when we did the Yud Gimel Ikrim, says absolutely 100% the opposite. Have a look at what he says, number 13. If a person keeps all these and believes all these principles, and their belief is a real belief, they keep all the Yud Gimel Ikrim, Harihu Nichlas Bichlal Yisrael, they become, they're a member of the Jewish people, V'choy v'la'avoy, you have a mitzvah to love them, V'lachmol alav, and to take pity on them, to be kind to them, V'kol ma shetziva Hashem oisanu zeh al zeh, and everything that God commanded us to do, each to the other, min ha'ava v'ha'achva, in love and brotherhood. V'afilu, says the Rambam, asa ma sheyochel yos min ha'averas, even if this person does averas, nach matzah v'asoy, because of their Yetzahara, v'iskabras Yetzahara. The Rambam just says, if a person keeps the Yud Gimel Ikrim, even if they do all the Averas in the world because of the Yetzahara and this, that, and the other, doesn't matter, but it matters, but it doesn't matter to you. You have a mitzvah to love them, and to be kind to them, and to treat them like a member of Klal Yisrael. Okay, they did Averas, everybody does Averas. The whole point, the main thing is, they keep the Yud Gimel Ikrim. So what happens to the Rambam in number 12? The Rambam in number 12 said, there's a mitzvah to hate him. If he does Averas, there's a mitzvah to hate him. And the Rambam in number 13 says, there's a mitzvah to love him. I'm going to hate him or I'm going to love him? What am I going to do? I'm going to hate him and love him at the same time? So the answer to this question lies in a fascinating Tosfos, and we're going to quote a little bit from the Baal HaTanya. We don't have much opportunity to do that here, but we're going to do that a bit today. Let's look at this pasuk about the donkey a little bit more carefully. Look at number 14. When you see the donkey of someone who hates you, okay, Roive, it's an interesting question. Does the Pshat, the Pasuk, mean someone that you hate or someone that hates you? It's an interesting question. We can debate that for an hour or so, but I'm not going to get into that now. Roive tachas masa'ay, and it's crouching under its load. V'chadal tana azavloi, and you refrain from helping them. Azoiv ta'azoiv imoi. You must help them. You must help them with him, imoi. By the way, azoiv ta'azoiv imoi, there's nothing to do with his shir, but he has to be prepared to help himself too. There's a very choshev kli yakar that says that your obligation to help other people is dependent on them making every effort for them to help themselves. If someone comes to you and says, I'm not interested in finding a job, I don't want to work because there's no good reason for me to work, and I have nothing else I want to do, but you can support me because you have a mitzvah tzedakah. So it says the kli yakar, unless he's prepared to make his own hishtadlus, you have no mitzvah. It's azoy tazoy v'imoy. Obviously it's different. Somebody's doing something else which is leaving them unable to work. Okay, that's different. But here, the guy has to help with you. Fine. So, what's going on here? You see somebody you hate, you have a mitzvah to run and help. Now, there are two mitzvahs that pertain to loading and unloading donkeys. There's prika, which is unloading the donkey, and there's te'ina, which is loading up the donkey. Now, which one is here? This one is the mitzvah of prika, is unloading. The donkey is collapsing. The donkey is collapsing. Now, there's a separate mitzvah to load up an animal. If somebody needs you to help them to load up the car or to load up the truck or to load up the animal, you have to help them as well. Now, which takes precedence in halacha? Unloading the donkey or loading the donkey? Unloading. Why? Tzar Balichai. Fine. Good. Tzar Balichai. Tzar Balichai, there's an extra element there. Loading the donkey, of course, is going to increase the Tzar Balichai. Unloading is not only relieving the man's stress, but it's relieving the donkey's stress as well. Very nice. And if there, we see in the pasuk here, there's a priority for someone you hate over someone that you don't hate. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, which is the dilemma. Let's say it's the donkey of someone that you hate, but they need loading. And the donkey is someone that you like, but they need unloading. And now you have a dilemma. Because on the one hand, you have a mitzvah to do the unloading before the loading. On the other hand, you have a mitzvah to go to the one you hate before the one that you like. And now you're taught in two different directions. Gemara loves questions like this. Look at number 15, Tashma. I have lifreik. Someone you like needs unloading. Vaseina, and someone you hate, lidoin, needs loading. Which one do you go first? Which one do you go for? So the Gemara, mitzvah besayne, you have to go run to the one that you hate. Why? Kedei lachayfetz yitzroi, to prevent your yetzahara, because you have this yetzahara to hate. It's much more important. It's more important than the tzav alechaim. It's more important that you work on your yetzahara and you run to the person you hate and you help them. Now, Tosfos has a big problem with this. No, you have to help somebody. You only have one body. You have to run in one direction. You have to choose. He'll understand. Look, yeah, you can't help everybody. Now, Tosfos have a big problem with this. Oh, so we know it's a mitzvah to hate this person. We saw the Rambam says this person the Torah talks about is a Jew that you have a mitzvah to hate. Yeah. Nachon. Why? Because of your yetzahara. Now, Tosfos is going to ask, why yetzahara? Why yetzahara? What's going on with yetzahara? It's a mitzvah to hate him. Have a look at number 16, and this I think is the key to the whole sugya. Shirabo daba erva. The end timer, the Ve'ela Metzias, if you want to ask me, that over there in Bava Metzia, where we just quoted, Amrin and Oyheb Lifrek Vesayne Litzayne, if you have a person that you love, you need help unloading. Vesayne Litzayne, someone you hate needs help loading. Mitzvah Vesayne, Kedela Chofet Yitzray, it's a mitzvah to run to the one that you hate, because then you overcome your Yetzahara. Vahash Demakfis Yetzahara Shayach. What does it mean that I'm going to go overcome my Yetzahara? Kevin the mitzvah is nice, it's a mitzvah to hate them. You just told me in the Gemara that it's a mitzvah to hate somebody who does Averus, who's a Rosh, and didn't do tshuva, then you warned. It's a mitzvah to hate them. And this is the person with the donkey, and you've got this holy hatred, this mitzvah hatred towards them. And now the Gemara is telling you you have to run to help them. Why? Because of your Yetzahara? What Yetzahara? Your Yetzahara is telling you not to hate them, surely. Because it's a mitzvah to hate them. What Yetzahara is there? But the Tosfos is going to give the answer, says like this. The Yesh Loma, the answer is as follows. Kaven Shehu Sinai, since you hate him, for all the right reasons, because he's a Rosha, Gam Chavero Sinai Oisai, then he'll hate you back, but for all the wrong reasons. Why? Diksiv, Kamaim Haponim Nafanim, Ken Lev Adam Ma'adam. Because people respond to you the way that you respond to them. So you hate him, now he hates you, but at least you had an excuse for hating him. Now he has no excuse for hating you. And now what happens, says Tosfos, and now you'll hate him back, but this time it's not just mitzvah sinner, it's sinner gemura. And that's the Yetzahara. In other words, says Tosfos, there's a fascinating spiral here. That if you hate somebody for good reasons, they'll hate you back for bad reasons. And since they now hate you personally for bad reasons, you'll hate them back for bad reasons. And now what happens? Everybody hates each other. Everybody hates each other for bad reasons. Everybody hates each other. And therefore says that is called what he calls Sina Gemura. He uses the word Sina Gemura. What is the definition of this Sina Gemura? So we'll see this is pretty much the same idea as the Sinat Chinam. When he talks about Sinat Chinam, what does Sinat Chinam mean? Baseless hatred. It's not a ridiculous phrase, baseless hatred. Who hates people for no reason? When did someone ever run up to you in the street and say, I hate you? Why? No reason. I just felt like hating you. It's like, that's not normal behavior. A person needs medication when they feel like that. What do you mean anti-Semites? Anti-Semites have all the reasons in the world. We run all the banks. We want all the money. They have all the reasons in the world to hate us. And the reasons may not be true, but they have reasons. They don't just hate us like for no reason. So someone comes along here and hates somebody, Sinat Chinam. What does it mean? So Sinat Chinam means not a baseless hatred for no reason, but hatred with no justification. Sinat Chinam means a hatred for no reason. Meaning, I don't have a mitzvah to hate this person. It's a personal hatred. And we'll see how that means how that works now. Look at the Balatani number 17. It says like this. V'gam ha-mukuravim elav, people who are close to us, v'hochicham, and we give them tochacha, v'loy shavu, like you said before, and they don't take the tochacha. They don't take the tochacha, and they throw it right back in our face. Okay? Ma'avonai sehem. They don't do tshuva from their averus. She mitzvah lisnoisam, and there's a mitzvah, therefore, we saw in the Rambam, to hate such a person. Mitzvah la'ahavam gamkein. It's a mitzvah to love the person as well. V'shteyem ein emes. And they're both true. They both work together. How? Sina mitzad hara shebahem. What do you hate? You hate the evil. You hate the ra. And that's, if you were medayik in the posik when we brought the mitzvah to hate the person, it said, yirat Hashem sinat ra. It's hatred of evil, not hatred of people who do evil. You hate the evil, shebahem, va'ahava mitzad b'chinat hatov, and you love the good, hagonu shebahem, which is of course hidden deep inside them, shehu nitzay zelakut, it's the godly spark, shebatoicham, hamachai nav shemelokim. Therefore, the Balatanya says we have to be prepared to keep these two things going at the same time. On the one hand, there is a love for the person. On the other hand, when it says there's a mitzvah of hatred, it doesn't mean, God forbid, a hatred of the person. It means a hatred of the actions, that we shouldn't be desensitized to these things. And that's actually a very important point, because we get very desensitized to averus. People who, I often have this, you know, when I teach Hilchas Shabbos to people, and I say to them, you know, which is more important, Shabbos or life? And they say, life! And I say, why? How do you know? Because you have to break Shabbos to save a life. I says, yeah, but you know the posik that they bring. They bring a number of psukim that you have to break Shabbos. For Shamru v'neiz v'etha Shabbos, the better you should break one Shabbos to save a life, so that there'll be a net increase in Shabbos. So let me ask you again, which is more important, Shabbos or life? The answer is Shabbos, it seems, because I'm only saving this life so that there will be a net increase in Shmirat Shabbos. Now, there's a lot to talk about there, because it also brings the pasuk of b'chai b'hem, and there are two pasukim, there are different pasukim, and it's very challenging in many ways, but the fact is we get desensitized to the fact that people break Shabbos. People get in their cars and drive on Shabbos. Well, when did we ever see this and feel like, you know, I can't believe this happened? It happens. No, people drive on Shabbos, that's what happens. It's very difficult to keep the sensitivity, and that's what it's talking about. Somehow to not feel a sense of hatred to the person, but to not in any sense be desensitized to the seriousness of what they're doing. Look at this beautiful piece that I found from Rav Goren. There's a very good sefer on Menachem Chaveru by Rabbi Daniel Feldman. Rabbi Daniel Feldman in the United States. He wrote a couple of books. One's called The Right and the Good, and the other's called something to do with angels and footsteps. I can't remember the exact title. A very, very big Talmud Chacham. And he brought a footnote to this source from Rav Goren. And I found it, actually. I found that someone had put this. This is from a Torah journal called Or HaMizrach that came out in 1954. Of all that, I thought, I'll never ever find this. I'll have to go through 15 libraries to try and find this, even though it looked very interesting. I clicked 5 times on the internet, and there it was. On the page, the journal, it's unbelievable. So look at what Rav Goren says here. Perish Divrehem, Gila Li Gaon Yisrael, V'Kadsho Maran HaRav Avram Yitzchak, HaKohen Cook. This is Rav Cook. Told me, said Rav Goren, the secret, the answer, the explanation of this mitzvah of loving and hating people, how this works, lifnei eshrim shana, about 20 years ago, so in the early 30s. Ki ha-tayra loy hitira gam klapi oiva aveira et ha-issa shaloy sisnei sachich b'vavecha. The Torah doesn't allow, even to someone who does averas, the Torah doesn't allow you to do the mitzvah of loy sisnei sachich b'vavecha. It doesn't allow you to hate them in your heart. And neither does the Torah exempt us from the mitzvah to love people just because they do averus. Gam klapav. Ela shehatayra sifsa lisna oise al ha'averus. The Torah commands us to hate him, not God forbid personally. Uba mizgeret ha'avera mitzvah lisna oise. For the avera, this is a mitzvah to hate. Aval lo yoise mizech, not more than that. God forbid you should be exempted from the mitzvah, the personal mitzvah, to love them, to help them, to do things for them, not to hate them, etc. Kibayif an ishi on a personal level, who chayav la'avoy kamoy hu gamoy soy. He's chayav. You're not a bad kid, but what you did is bad. This sounds like a modern idea, but actually I think this is a very fundamental Jewish idea. And it may be that the word hate is the wrong word in English. For sinna, the word hate only has negative connotations in English, I think. I don't think the word hate can ever be used in a positive way. And sinna, maybe sinna is not quite the same. When it says, for example, that Leah was snu'a, I don't think it means that she was a hated individual.
God forbid. It means that there was a different relationship there. There was a coolness, maybe. There was something else going on. So I think maybe it's the word hatred that perhaps puts us on the wrong track. It seems that sinner can work in different directions, and there can be such a thing, and there must be such a thing. A sinner for the Aveira, but never, God forbid, sinner for the person themselves. Yes. Right. Yifamu chata'i min ha'aretz, when Rabbi and she says, no, daven for them to do tshuva. Exactly the same idea. Oh, that's the chiddush, of course. People can preach this. Not everybody actually practices this. And Rav Kook, in his own life and his relationship with the people around him, was very renowned, amongst other important things, for this particular tolerance. But it wasn't just a tolerance because he was a nice man. It was a tolerance because this is the way the mitzvah has to be operated. This is the way to do the mitzvah. Now, if we look for a second on page 4, we see clearly that mitzvah, the Isser of Sinat Chinam, look at number 19, Mikdash Sheni, Shehaya Oiskim B'Torah Mitzvahs. Okay, they used to do Torah Mitzvahs. U'Gimelus Chassadim. They were great frum Jews. Mipnei Macharav. So why was it destroyed? Very famous Gemara in Yuma was of the Sinas Chinam, and the Netziv, in a very famous piece, quotes this idea, and he explains what exactly the problem was, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but I can't resist telling you it again. So look at number 20. We say that God is Hatzur, and his work, is his actions are Tamim. We do it Siddur Kadim, okay, Tzadik v'yasharhu. Even though God sometimes does things to us and the Jewish people which we find almost impossible to bear, there's a Siddur Kadim. There was a reason for this to happen. The Shevach Yasharhu Ne'eman Lahatzdik Hadin HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Churban Vayesheni. He said in the Tziv, this is talking specifically about the Churban Vayesheni, Shehayador Ikesh V'Taltal, which is the next Pasuk. It was a twisted and crooked generation. And we explain like this, Shehayu tzadikim, these people were tzadikim, v'chasidim, and they were pious people, v'am le'tayra, and they were learned people. Not like the first Bet HaMikdash, when they did Shvichas Damim and Gilui Arayas, etc., etc. They were corrupt, and they abetted it, and they lived a corrupt lifestyle. In the second Bet HaMikdash, they were tzadikim, chasidim, v'am le'tayra. Achloi hayu yusharim. They weren't straight b'halichus oilamim, in the ways in their interpersonal relations. Alkein mitnei sinat chinam shebelibam ze'el ze'el. They had sinat chinam for each for the other. Chashdu et misha rav shenoik shaloike da'atam b'yirat Hashem. If they saw someone else who didn't meet their particular standards of yirat shamayim, shehut seduki, he's a Sadducee, apikairos, he's an apikairos. Everyone was quick to throw personal insults at other people just because they didn't fit with their blend of Judaism that they liked. This led them in the end to murder. But derech haflaga, in this incredibly exaggerated way, kol hara sheba olam, and all the evil things at shecharav habayis. That's when we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we accept the din, and he says an amazing statement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yashar hu ve'ena seidel tzadikim ka'ed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't bear tzadikim like this. And tzadikim they are. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot bear this. They have to be straight. This comes back to what we said at the beginning. What's better, to say to someone, I don't like you, or to say to them, I do like you, and it's all in their heads? Even though it's the Shem Shamayim, this is not called Machlokas L'Shem Shamayim. We'll see soon, Machlokas L'Shem Shamayim is something quite different. Everybody thinks that they're L'Shem Shamayim. Everyone's doing it for the honor of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're putting the posters up, everything's L'Shem Shamayim. Says the Ziv is v'gornish helfen. Doesn't help that you're doing it L'Shem Shamayim. Does that gorim churban? You're just causing churban abriya. Ve'eribas yishavaris, and you're destroying the land, God forbid. This is very interesting, because it's clearly the problem here was the personality. They weren't able to express their dislike or their disagreement in a way where they were talking about issues. It was always about people. It was always about being an apikairos. You can't be wrong. You have to be an apikairos. Okay? And this is, and the Netziv, of course, wrote another piece which he called Yamin Usmo, left and right. in another place where he actually talks about his own time in the 1860s, 70s, where he says the sins, the problems of the second Beit HaMikdash are still amongst us, and that's why the third Beit HaMikdash has not been built. This is not a chiddush, I don't think, and therefore this mitzvah, this sisna is echicha bilvavecha, is there, and it remains with us, and it again is about personal hatred. That's also seen at chinam, whereas expressing a sense of outrage for the way people act or the things people do is not only acceptable, but it's required, but that has to somehow be put across in a way which is not personal, which is not easy to do. And by the way, of course, that's only for a Rosha, that's only for someone who really does Averis. What if someone actually doesn't do Averis? We said the only heter for someone to hate what they do is if they're actually a Rosha. In order to be a Rosha, you have to know that what you're doing is wrong. You have to have tochacha. You have to have been given warning. Have a look in number 21. Sefer Achinus says, "Avel b'sinat harashaim ein bo isur." And a mitzvah lisnoisan. There's a mitzvah to hate rashaim. We explain that to mean the evil in what they do. But only after we give them rebuke, achatam harbe parmin, many times. In other words, until they have received tochacha, they cannot in any sense be called a Rasha. And the Chazon Ish, and he reflects the opinion of many 20th century poskim when he says this in number 22, he says like this, "Ubahagos my mind is perik vav mehilchas deus, because of the ein rishayim lisnoisa ela acha she'einu mekabel tochacha." You're only allowed to hate someone after they refuse to accept tochacha. "Ubasov sefer avas chesed," at the end of the book of the Chofetz Chaim, avas chesed, "because of b'shem hagon Rav Yaakov Merlin, the mitzvah la'ava es harashayim." These days, it's a mitzvah to love even rishayim. Totally. The high time for this reason. For Haiti can be Chuvas Haram, Lublin, the Maram Lublin, Kietzlainu who kaid him tochacha, because we don't know how to give tochacha. So even if we did give tochacha, the person that we gave it to is considered to be before the tochacha. Sheinan yoidim lahochiach, but I need malahem ka'oinsim. It's very interesting. He said says the Chazan Ish, even if you were to analyze the mitzvah and say you're allowed to hate the sin and not the sinner, that's only if they actually did a sin. They only did something if you get into tochacha. Since you can't do tochacha, how can you call them a sinner in any way? There is no petach even to hate what they do. Never mind to hate them. Because everyone has a status these days of before the tochacha. So it comes out from this, actually, that even though there may be technically a mitzvah on the books of hating the sin and not the sinner, it may not be that we're not even allowed to do that anymore. Because no one's really called a sinner in that sense. Okay.
And he was the one that brought this problem to such a degree that he foresaw the Shoah.
It is a big mussar really for everybody today that this idea of sinner really has no place in a society where people are not able to give tochacha and receive tochacha, and therefore it seems that there has to be a great deal more effort made of outreach, etc. And I think people are aware of this, even if they're not always able to do it immediately. Now, just to finish off in the last 10 minutes. The mitzvah of machloikis is a separate mitzvah, but it's a sister mitzvah. It goes together with it. It's a very interesting idea. There is a specific posik in the Torah not to be a machloikis maker. Have a look at number 23. After the whole parsha of Korach, where the people have been burnt up for the rebellion, they beat them into a cover for the Mizbeach. Zikaron of Bnei Yisrael. This should be a memorial for the Jewish people forever. Lema'ana sheloi yikrav ish zar asheloi mizera Aaron. That nobody who is not a Kohen should pretend that they are a Kohen. Okay. Ulahakti ketoris lifnei Hashem. V'loi yihye kekorach v'chadasa. And no one should ever be like Korach and his band of men. As God spoke through the hand of Moshe to him, which is a funny statement, which we'll look at in a second. Two things. The message of the coating on the Mizbeach was, number one, that no one should start up with the Kohenim, and number two, that no one should start up like Korach with anybody. Have a look in the Smack, the Sefer Mitzvot Katan, number 24. The Sefer Mitzvot Katan counts this as one of the 613 mitzvahs. Shelo la'arer al ha-kohuna, not to start up with the Kohuna. It says, "Lo yeh kekorach adasai." Who bichlal there and included in this mitzvah, "Shelo yachzik b'machlokas." Don't keep machlokas going. "V'shelo yihyeh bal machlokas," and not to be someone who enjoys machlokas. There are people in this world who are kochalefels.
Right.
Okay? And they like to stir things up, perpetuating or making machlokas. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah number 25. Lo yeh kekorach v'adasai. Amar Rabbi Seinu zichron livracha. Kol ha-machzik b'machlokas over belav. If you keep a machlokas going, you are breaking a mitzvah in the Torah, Torah mitzvah, shenemar, lo yikakarach, etc. We see by Moshe Rabbeinu, number 26. By Yikam Moshe, by Yakam Moshe, by Yelech Eldasam Aviram, he went to them. Amar Resh Lakish, mikan she'ein machzikim a machlokas. You see how far you have to go with troublemakers not to keep a machlokas going? The Amar Rav Kola machzik a machlokas over belav. Moshe actually went to them. He went to Dasam Vaviram and he said, look, if you won't come to me, I'll come to you. You have to go out of your way to do whatever you can in order to avoid machlokas. I was once in a situation where there was somebody who decided that they would do something funny on Simchas Torah, and they decided that they would have an auction and they would sell off the rabbi's wife. He thought it was funny. He thought it was hilarious. You know, there's nothing less funny than people who think they're funny. And he made this whole spiel, and nobody found it funny. And everybody was kind of going, you know, enough. And he was going on and on and on and on and on. Needless to say, he wasn't drunk. I'd like to say he was. But he was, in all fairness to him, he didn't mean it badly. He just thought it was funny. This began the machlokas she'ein kamo. There were people who said you shouldn't have done that, and there were other people then that sided with him and said you can't take a joke and you took it too seriously, and all before long you had this rising tide of machlokas within the shul. And the machlokas was only resolved when the Rav himself went to this person and said, look, I don't want this machlokas, I want it to be shalom, etc., etc. And the Rav had no obligation in any sense to do this. The Rav had been publicly humiliated, as had his wife. There's no question that this person was black and white. And yet, it was just like he was black and white with us and Aviram. There was nevertheless, Moshe went to them, and the machlokas was resolved, and a potentially explosive situation was defused. And this is how it has to be. Machlokas l'shem shamayim doesn't mean, like the Netziv told us, it doesn't mean people who cause machlokas because they think that they're doing God's holy work. That's not what it means at all. Look at number 27. Kol machlokas shi l'shem shamayim sof l'iskayim, she'en l'shem shamayim ein sof l'iskayim. And very famously, what's machlokas which is l'shem shamayim? Hillel v'shamay, ein l'shem shamayim, korach v'adasai. Look at how the Baruch Tanura explains machlokas l'shem shamayim. Number 28. Hamachlokas shi l'shem shamayim hatachlis v'hasof. The purpose and the goal, hamavukish me'oyz machlokas lahasig emes, is to try and get to emes. V'zemit kayem, that will continue. K'moshe amru, like they said, mitoch havikuach yidbara ha'emes. How are we ever going to get to emes unless we argue with each other? If everyone agrees with each other, no one's ever going to achieve anything. We have to argue in order to get to emes. K'moshe nisbar b'machlokas hillel v'shamay shelach l'beis k'beis hillel. The machlokas hillel and shamay was a very vociferous machlokas. But eventually there was a resolution, we passed it like Beis Hillel, etc., etc., even though there's still a debate, etc. Tachmokas she'ein l'shem shamayim, tachlis hanirtza bahi bakashas esrora. It's just trying to get one over on the other guy, avas hanitzuach, trying to win, I want to be the one. It's ego-driven. It's ego-driven. V'zeh asayif einu mitzkayim. That can never last ultimately. Kushmos Kamushima Tim Machlokas Korach Ba'adasai, Titakhavasoki Manasam Haitha Makashas are covered, Asrara. It'll never survive. Why? Because people die. And with them dies all the shtuyot and all the machlokas. I think when I was a kid, you know, when you're a kid and you see your grandparents' generation, and this one doesn't speak to that one, and this one doesn't speak to that one, this one doesn't speak to that one, and all the shtuyot that goes on with all. I remember all the nonsense from when I was a kid. You know, a kid, you sit there, you listen to everything that goes on. And now there's no more machlokas. There's no more machlokas. But they're all in the Beis Olam. You know something, Lav Davka. But you know something? The machlokas, which is the mavakesh emes, so that goes on because emes is something that every generation wishes to achieve, and therefore that's l'shem shamayim. Something which is personal can never be l'shem shamayim. That's why people who make personal comments and say that they're l'shem shamayim never are l'shem shamayim. And maybe just finally, we'll finish with with number 30. Number 29 is very interesting. The Rambam explains that the no one doubted Moshe Rabbeinu that he was really the Navi that he said he was. There was no doubt. They stood at Sinai. There was no question about it. The only thing which motivated Korach was not a real issue with whether Moshe Rabbeinu was true, but was just a personality issue. It was a covered issue. The Levium rose up to the Kohanim, etc., etc. And look at number 30, very interesting, another mitzvah of Loisis Goydadu. If you look at number 30, we'll finish with this. So the Hishe is Harnu Me'asoi Seret Bivsarenu. There's an Issa to make scratches on our skin, like people in other religions do, and they still do, by the way. There are still religious practices in different religions, in Islam for sure, and in Christianity as well, where they mutilate themselves. This is part of religious practice across the world. For who Amri Salah Loisis Goydadu, do not make marks on yourself. Now, Vihine Amru, they said, Shebichlal Lav, included in this prohibition, Gam Kain has horror, Michiluk Bate Din. Bate din ha'ir, you can't have different bate din in the ear. The min ha'geim, having different customs. The chilud ha'kvotsim, you can't have different people with all fighting with each other. The Amr, and they said, lois go, lois go to do. Lois asu agudois, agudois. Don't make within a town which fight. Now, obviously, if there are different communities living in towns, there's a, you know, Swahili community, Bukhari community, Ashkenazi community, whatever, of course they're allowed to have their own community institutions, but they're not there for competing, or they shouldn't be. Said, Hamachsig b'machloikas over belav. Similarly, there's another machloikas, another issa to be machsig b'machloikas. He quotes that in the same breath. I once heard an interesting explanation. Why should it be that the issa to make factions within the Jewish people is learned from the issa to scratch and to make marks on a person because of that? What is it like? It's a play on words. Loi tifkodadu, aguda, aguda, aguda. It's not just a play on words. And I can't remember where I saw this, but I saw this somewhere, which is a person who, in grief over the dead, is so personally affected that they have to pull their hair out, they have to mark themselves, they have to mutilate themselves. The response to that person is, look, it's a tragedy, and we're not minimizing the tragedy, but you're failing to see this in perspective. There's some perspective that you're losing to the effect that this death, this bereavement, is causing you to self-destruct. That's not right. You have to stop doing this and get some kind of perspective. Similarly, the same idea Chazal learned is where people disagree with each other to the point that they actually go into self-destruct mode. That's the point at which it becomes agudas, agudas. And that's why Chazal understood this prohibition fell in the same rubric, if you like, as a person who mutilates himself over the dead. It's a lack of perspective. It's a lack of ability to see the big picture and a permission of ego to allow us to actually to run our relationships with other people. So this, I think, is a fairly comprehensive treatment of the mitzvah of Lo Sisna. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will undo some of the bad that has been done, and we will do better in the future, and we will go forward next week. I think next week we're either going to do Lifnei Iver or Hachnasas Orchem. We'll see how we get on. Okay.